And good morning. Welcome to Health Essentials. My name is Roy Morgan, and the phone number here at the station is 903-589-8507. Let me give it out one more time. If you want to call and ask a question, I'm glad to do it. I'll do whatever I can to help. 903-589-8507. If the mix-up of the phones has probably been my fault, I've only got, what, three phones in here, and I made the wrong choice. The two of them are new. Anyway, let's just dive right into it. I always like to think about what can we do to help a person's body get back in repair. And I guess the reason I'm bringing this one up is for two reasons. Number one, let's just say that I've observed with my own two eyes people that are so exhausted and they have nothing left in the gas tank and they've got no way to get well because they have no energy. Well, you know as well as I do, this is not rocket science. One of the ways that you get the body to heal and to bring it back into good repair or get it back into good working order is you got to have energy. It's really just as simple as that. But the question is, what are we willing to do to get that energy back? Well, I'm going to cover one research study, and this one to me is very intriguing because I think just about everybody that's listening, yeah, it may be a little bit complex at times, but it's got so much information that can help just about anyone. And so let me give you an idea right here. All right. Number one, the title of the article is, I can't find it now. Anyway, there's an amino acid, and its name is taurine. That is spelled T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Does that make sense? Okay. So they looked at they did a study, and here's the abstract right here. It says if athletes, and I realize not everybody's an athlete, but what I want you to think of is, how can I get my body to work more efficiently where I feel good and I have energy? If athletes take 1 gram of taurine before training or competition, their endurance increases. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, I'm not an athlete. Well, just listen to this. A Japanese animal study published in the journal Amino Acids in the spring of 2022 clarifies exactly what taurine supplementation does in muscle cells. The substance improves fat burning, making muscles more economical with glucose. To me, that is a very fascinating bit of biochemistry. Okay, here's a study right here. Researchers from Taikyo Heisei University experimented with two groups of rats, which they literally forced them to run on the treadmill for two hours straight, or until literally they just collapsed and they couldn't run anymore. I know that's kind of cruel. The control group had been given normal food and water for about 3 weeks prior to the session. Okay, just, you know, Purina rat chow and water. While the experimental group had been given a little bit of taurine in their drinking water. So what they did was they took this amino acid taurine and they just put it in the water that they drank. So they're going to get it that way. Does that make sense? Now, it was a fairly big dose, but these are rats. So here's the result right here. And this first one's just an average. Okay. The control group. These are the rats that didn't have taurine in their drinking water for 3 weeks. How long could they run on the treadmill before they just completely collapsed and couldn't run anymore? 88 minutes. That was the average. Okay, are you with me on that? So let's just say almost an hour and a half. Okay, now, get this. In the taurine group, you know what the average that they could run on the treadmill before they became exhausted and couldn't go anymore? It was 153 minutes. Now, I'm not trying to make too much out of this or read too much into it, but you just don't see studies like this. This is amazing. So the rats that did not get taurine in their drinking water for 3 weeks, they just got standard rat food, they could run on the treadmill until utter exhaustion. They couldn't go anymore at 88 minutes, all right? Now, the ones that drank a little bit of taurine in their water, they could go 153 minutes. Folks, this is huge. Now, I know these are outside of the averages right here. Those are the averages. But like anything else, in the real world, everybody's a little bit different. So maybe some rats give up too soon and some can keep going. So in the control group without the taurine, they found that the number one rat that could outrun all the others, it ran on the treadmill for 160 minutes. That's amazing. Now, in the other group that had the taurine, they observed that the most physically fit rat with the greatest endurance that had the taurine and the drinking water, they ran for 235 minutes. I don't know what you think about that. That is just so amazing. Now, I'm looking at a graph. Obviously, I cannot show it to you. But here's what I want to say. When the control group, which is the rats without the taurine, that's an amino acid or a protein, their blood sugar levels began to drop pretty doggone quick. And the group that had the taurine, well, it had this very unique stabilizing effect upon blood sugar. And so to me, that is so intriguing because have you ever heard of somebody that if they don't eat frequently, they become irritable, they become cranky, they become tired and exhausted? You know, I think that's the whole idea behind the commercial on, you know, there's a candy bar, and if you're irritable and cranky, maybe you should have a candy bar because you're hangry, you know, angry and hungry. Anyway, it's kind of clever. But this is interesting right here. Blood sugar was so much better stabilized when they supplemented with taurine in the drinking water. I'll just kind of cut to the chase right here. It kept blood sugar from dropping way too low. I mean, there's going to be a point that if you're on a treadmill and you're pushing yourself, you know, researchers are and your name is Rat, that you're going to get low blood sugar and you're just going to become exhausted and just kind of drop and fall out. Does that make sense? Okay. This is another point that I thought is interesting. Why would the blood sugar remain a little bit higher or better? Maybe higher is not the right way of saying it. Why didn't the blood sugar drop super low to where it caused the person to suffer when they took taurine? Well, they're showing that there's something about the amino acid taurine that actually helps your body convert fat into energy. Ah, well, maybe that's the answer right there. Maybe the reason that blood sugar didn't crash when they took taurine was because the body was able to tap into burning fat. Could that be a useful, you know, idea when it comes to the human health? Of course. I know this is kind of a side note right here. But, you know, what is the number one cause of death? Well, it's heart disease, isn't it? And so with heart disease, what is the favorite protein or the amino acid of the heart? What does it need to be, keep it happy? Well, it's taurine. Interesting. Okay. That's study number one right there. Let me go to study number two. Okay. Now, this one is just real short and to the point, but to me, I think it has amazing potential. It gives you something to think about. Now, let me phrase it this way. I'm still talking about the amino acid called taurine. I kind of have been on my taurine kick for the last 3 weeks. I'm trying to look up articles, and I scribble down little notes of things that I want to pursue. But there are studies that have come out showing that when they give taurine to a human being, it actually extends the quality of their life. Now, let me just kind of give you a scenario here. Would you rather your body break down prematurely and end up leaving this life and going in the next life way before maybe your full potential? Or would you rather your body stay in good... Do you want your body all broken down? I think that would be called sickness, disease, suffering, decay. The body's in bad working order. But what we want is we want to do everything that we can, within reason, obviously, to keep your body in good working order. I mean, isn't it true that you have a free will? And in your free will, you've got the ability to choose what you're going to put in your body as far as fuel goes. Well, what I want you to do is just think about this for a second. Researchers from State University of Sao Paulo divided 24 women. There were no men in this study at all, only women, which I kind of dig things like that. The women had to be somewhere between 55 years of age all the way to 70. Does that make sense? Okay. So for 16 weeks, the women in one group, okay, or group one, they took a placebo every day. They took a 1,500 milligram placebo. Maybe that was one capsule. I don't know. Maybe it was two capsules. Two 750 milligram capsules of a placebo, a sugar pill, whatever you want to say. But there's nothing in the placebo that they could point to that would have an amazing nutritional quality to it that would positively enhance the human body. Okay, you got that? And the other group of women for 16 weeks, what they did was they took 1,500 milligrams of an amino acid called taurine. That's spelled T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It says I'm trying to give full disclosure here. The researchers used a product from a nutrition company called Ajinomoto. I'm sorry, I probably butchered that. That's probably also in Portuguese, so I do not speak Portuguese fluently, actually at all. Anyway, here's the results right here. Now, here's how they did this. And if this is new information for you, just kind of make a mental note of this. There is a very unique enzyme that the human body produces. It's called superoxide dismutase. All right? And so, this is an antioxidant. Have you ever heard of the term antioxidants? Well, you know what anti means, and you know what oxidant means. Basically, antioxidants, what they do is they neutralize things that would make the body rust. Okay. That's probably like an oversimplification. It says here that superoxide dismutase neutralizes oxygen-free radicals and prevents these aggressive molecules from damaging the cells and the tissues of your body. So if you don't want your body to be damaged and broken down and wore out when you're 40 years old, then you might want to think about what do I do to support the antioxidant system of the body. And this is all God's tremendous creation. I do not fully understand how all of it works, but it's so fun to read about. So here's your proposition this morning. Do you want your body to break down prematurely and be sick and spend every dime you make on health care or disease care? Or do you want to keep your body in great working order? All right, does that make sense? Well, I know what you want. You want your body to be in good working order. Why do you need to go through all this needless suffering? I know, maybe you're saying, well, if I feel horrible all the time, maybe that'll build my character. Well, okay, that's one form of logic. Okay, so when biologists or researchers look at these women's blood, what they're doing is they're looking at a concentration of a molecule. It's called malondialdehyde. Thank you very much for helping me with that word. Malondialdehyde. Sometimes it's called MDA for short. This is probably one of the easiest molecules that they could measure from a person's blood that tells them whether or not they got too much damage to the tissues, or too much free radical damage. So the higher the concentration of malondialdehyde, the more damage is taking place to your cells and your tissues and your glands and your organs and all the body parts. And so here's what they found out. They found out that taurine supplementation reduced the concentration of malondialdehyde. Now, I'm not saying it was a huge effect, but I'm looking at the chart right here. It looks pretty good to me. It's enough of a good positive effect that I'm thinking maybe this might be something that you might prayerfully consider that might be good to help keep your body in good working order. Let me just read the conclusion here. This is real sweet, short and sweet. The researchers wrote, "We believe that taurine supplementation may enhance the antioxidant defense system and could be a viable nutritional strategy to prevent oxidative damage induced by the aging process. That's what the Brazilians wrote. You know what I say? Maybe taurine keeps your body in good repair. Okay? All right. I found this in my stack of notes. I'm definitely a note taker. I learned a long time ago. Let me give you 2 points. And these may not be super relevant, but just think about them. I read many, many years ago that writing in cursive every single day, it helps preserve the brain function. And I thought to myself, well, that's so simple. I can do that. And of course, let's say it this way. You ask yourself the question, do I actually take a pen and do I go to a sheet of paper and do I write down things in cursive every day? Well, some people do. But I'm going to tell you this, there's a whole lot of people with very, very poor brain function. They don't ever write. And on top of that, they don't ever read. And then maybe to add more trouble to that equation is, they don't ever move their body or exercise. Let me say this a different way. If you're a young woman and you're trying to donate blood because you want to help people get better, and every time that they try to take blood from you, your veins either collapse or they can't get the needle in the vein. And the reason why they can't get the needle in the vein is because the veins are so, so small. Now, you tell me what would cause veins to be really small in a woman. And it's just real simple. She's just not moving enough. She's probably overly sedentary. There's actually one study that says that being sedentary is actually superseded smoking a pack of cigarettes a day as to damaging the body. It is really easy for me to look up articles that demonstrate when you don't move very much, your veins are very, very small. And so what if the blood begins to clot? Is that a sign that you have, you know, great platelet-like activity? That's not really the way that I want to interpret it. What I want to say is, if you can't get blood because your veins are too small, why don't we just do the simple things? Ask yourself, am I walking 3 miles a day or 2 miles a day? That's the one way that I've found to make the veins become much larger, you know. Isn't that what the body does? You put a little bit of stress on the body by walking a long distance, and the body says, oh my goodness, I guess, you know, she's asking us to increase our blood flow. Well, one of the ways that your body increases blood flow or blood delivery is by increasing the size of the veins and the arteries. I remember looking at the National Geographic years ago, and they did MRIs on people that were physically fit, like people that actually, you know, moved their bodies enough. That's probably the way I want to say it. Remember what the Bible says, the life is in the blood. Yeah, that's true, but only if the blood moves. There's no life force in the blood if the blood stops moving, is there? Mm-mm, not at all. Okay, so if you can't easily give blood and your veins are too small, the simplest solution of all time is, number one, give yourself a chance to become more physically fit. Just start walking every day. I think, unless you have some really bad orthopedic condition, I know how this works. I mean, yes, there's some people that have horrible injuries and they can't do that. Well, maybe we'll have to get like a stationary bicycle that you could pedal, you know, something. There's got to be some way. I think even online, for maybe $40, you could buy these stationary pedals where you can adjust the resistance. And if all you can do is sit in this chair, well, you could do that. You could pedal. Anyway, back to taurine just for the moment. I'm looking at my notes right here. I can't always read my cursive handwriting. I'm always asking people, can you read my notes? Can you read what I'm writing down? A lot of times they say yes, and sometimes they say, what's this word right here? But anyway, what I wrote down is my number 2 point when I was studying the amino acid taurine. I wrote down energy production, and right beside I wrote down protects and stabilizes the mitochondrial. It actually helps stimulate growing new mitochondria. Folks, this is where energy production takes place. Have you ever heard the old phrase? I wrote this down years ago, and I thought it was so interesting because to me it makes sense. And here's how the phrase went. I don't know who the author of the phrase was. I couldn't tell you where I found it. Probably watching a video where a doctor was just giving a lecture. I like stuff like that. It's just fun to learn. Anyway, here's how the phrase went. That which costeth energy maketh energy. And of course you realize here's where we're stuck right here. You could say, do I actually feel like walking 1 mile away from my front door of the house and then turning around and walking back home again? Well, if you're honest, you might say, no, I feel like laying down in a chair and doing nothing. But if you are willing to go through the process of trying to put your body to the test, make your body serve you. I need you to think in terms of athleticism. Make your body do what you're requesting it to do. Make it obey you. Don't obey your body. No. You're not going to feel like $1 million all the time. But what happens is, if you start the process, and yeah, it takes a little bit of courage, and you got to go against your comfort, that happens all the time. What if all we did was just do stuff that was comfortable? Well, that would not be good. And so if you make yourself get out and start walking, you're telling your body, I need you to grow some new blood vessels. I need you to increase blood flow and oxygen delivery to my muscles and nutrient delivery. I mean, after all, the blood itself is what carries an ocean of nutrients. And maybe the most essential element of all time in the universe is called oxygen. But when you exercise, you're telling your body to deliver more oxygen. And all of a sudden, give it about 3 weeks, maybe four, all these veins are probably going to be a third larger. Remember, that which costeth energy maketh energy. I know this sounds like an old school idea, but I still think it's true. When a person's exhausted, they got to make themselves go. But by doing that, they kind of wring out and use up the energy they have. But they're also telling their body, please start making some enzymes and some hormones and some myokines to tell my body to heal and to repair. Okay? Does that make sense? Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning and a most blessed Christmas to you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad the phone lines are working.
Yes, sir. A question I've got for you on the taurine is there any way that we can get it through food?
Of course.
That we eat?
Yeah, and
what types of food?
Okay, well, obviously meat is about the only way you're going to get it.
Okay.
Or what I should say is it's the best way to get it. So, I'm just sort of making a joke when I tell you this, okay? So don't get bent out of shape. But if you had fresh salmon in front of you, 6 ounces, that's going to be an excellent source of taurine. Now, you can get the same amount from eating vegetables, and I'm just going to choose one. I'm going to say quinoa, a grain. How many bowls of quinoa would you have to eat in order to equal the amount of taurine that's in the salmon fillet? It's going to be 4 big honking bowls. So you can see we're caught between a rock and a hard place. You can say, you know what? I'm going to get it all from quinoa. Yeah, at the expense of loading your body up with such a mega dose of starch, you're going to gain a lot of weight. So the salmon fillet or red meat or chicken, that's like a really good option if you ask me. And here's the other, one more point, and then I'll be quiet. As a human being ages, it has been shown in every single study, our requirement or our need for protein increases with age. It does not decrease. In order to stimulate what's called protein synthesis, that means growing new tissue, which is what every human being wants. I mean, you're like a really smart guy. You don't want your patients to break down in front of you, do you?
No.
You want them to heal. So as a human being ages, they need more protein, not less, to keep their body in good working order. I know I'm just kind of giving you that as information, but does that sound reasonable that as we age, we need to make better food choices?
Yes, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, you betcha. I appreciate you.
Got another question for you. You've told me to not drink this, I'm going to call it plasticized, the artificial sweet drinks.
Yeah, like the, you mean like with an artificial sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know in the past, sometime, and I've listened to all your podcasts, but I can't find it. You've told us how to make a sweet drink. I think you said to use cherries to add this to water. I can't find what you said.
Let me go over that again. And just a little bit of background history so everybody's on the same page. Most people that live in modern times, they know what Gatorade or Powerade is, right?
I've seen it, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you stop at a gas station and get gas and you go inside to use a restroom or something, you'll come out and they have about 4 million bottles of Gatorade in the cooler just ready, waiting for you to pick up. And so the whole principle is, how do we get water into the cell? How do we better hydrate the body? And so I think it's built around the concept when people are real active, like if they're playing sports, like if there's a young girl in a soccer game, or you have a young boy playing baseball and it's hot, well, they're going to become dehydrated because water is just part of the air conditioning cooling system of the body to keep it from overheating. Well, maybe not in the station with me right now, but I purchased a book maybe 6 or 7 years ago from a store called Half Price Books. And it's a super exciting title. It's called Modern Advances in Molecular Biology or Cellular Biology. Now, doesn't that excite you just to read that title? You're probably super excited thinking about molecular biology right now, right?
It interests me.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. I was just really trying to be funny right there. But here's what I could read in one of the chapters on fluid dynamics or hydration of the cells. And actually, I think it's really smart what they've done, but I'm going to say it a different way. If you took 1 gallon of just plain Jane water, and the water is just crystal clear, it's clean, it's pure, what if you put maybe 2 teaspoons of a raw form of salt to it? Like, it could be everything from Redmond sea salt, it could be pink Himalayan salt, it could be Celtic or Celtic salt, and there's many other forms of salt, but the deal is they're raw minerals, you know, from ocean water, and they haven't been chemically processed. There's no aluminum, there's no chemicals added to it. It's just raw salt. But salt is going to be minerals, and that's what the human body's made of. And so minerals or electrolytes, they have a great responsibility, and one of them is to keep fluid from leaving our body and from building up. And so if you took one, I don't know if they're 16 or 12 ounces, I'm going to say 12 ounces because I just can't remember, maybe they're 10 ounces, but if you went to the frozen food department of a grocery store, wherever that may be, they may have bags of frozen strawberries, they may have frozen mangoes, you know, blueberries, stuff like that. But usually on the very bottom shelf, they sell cans. Remember how as a boy your mother would make you some orange juice in the morning from the frozen concentrate?
Right.
So this is going to be from Concord grapes. And so they don't cook the grapes. They just try to get the water out of them and concentrate it. But if you took one can of Concord grape juice concentrate, it's frozen, put it in that gallon of water with the salt. Of course, if it were me, I think I'd like to, in my fantasy world, I'd add lemons or limes to it. But what you're doing is you're trying to really dilute the concentrate from the grapes, and you're making your own homemade Gatorade, I guess you'd say. And so I don't ever want to underestimate how important it is as we age to make sure we stay well hydrated. I mean, I can tell you this from looking at many studies, the brain is the first one that becomes organ that becomes dehydrated when you're low in water. And it's the last one to become off, you come back online again once you're properly hydrated. So haven't you ever seen like a human being act a little wackadoodle-doo and a little bit nutsy when they're dehydrated? I mean, I have all the time. So that's your formula. A can of, or a frozen canister of Concord grape frozen concentrate, add it to a gallon of water, dilute it, and there's your beverage right there.
Okay, great. I picked up the wrong stuff and
oh no, don't
it
don't.
Didn't taste too good.
What was it like? Tart cherries?
I think it was. And I've added strawberries and raspberries, and now it tastes better.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you think when, and you just answer it however you want, because I don't know that I completely know the answer to it. I might have to research it. When Jesus was at the Last Supper, right before he was crucified, you know, he met with his disciples. Did he use the fruit of the vine, which is just plain grape juice, or did he use fermented grape juice that was alcoholic in nature?
I don't know.
Well, I sure don't know.
Hadn't thought of that.
Well, I hadn't either. I just kind of thought of it. I thought I'd run it past you anyway. That I'll research that and let you know what I find out.
I don't think the Bible tells us.
That's really the best answer of all time. Thank you for saying that. The Bible doesn't expressly tell us. That's a brilliant answer. I like that. I kind of go with stuff like that because isn't it true we only want to respond where the Bible gives us, you know, precise information and not just make up something that makes us feel good?
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Well, do you have any other questions this morning?
No, thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate your phone call.
Everybody, we appreciate your service that you give us through this program, and we wish you a most blessed Christmas.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you very much, sir. I pray that God blesses you this year.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a phone line once again open. It's 903-589-8507. My name is Roy Morgan. This program is Health Essentials. Okay, I still have my notes on taurine right here. Wait, we're getting a phone call. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Roy.
I think you have your radio on in the background. You'll have to turn it off.
I did.
Okay, good. Are you on speakerphone?
I am.
Yeah, the speakerphone doesn't work real well either, so if you just switch that off and talk to me straight, that'll be perfect, please.
Okay, I did that off.
Good job. Now I can hear you loud and clear.
After I left your office, something got a hold of my chest, and I have a desperate need for something to quiet this cough.
Okay, so let me just go through the simple things that you can do right now. Number one, do you have access to lemons?
I do. I just got through squeezing one and got the juice ready to put in something.
Well, what I want you to do is you're going to add that to a cup of water, but you're going to also add a spoonful of raw honey to it. And
ooh,
I think it works.
That too.
Oh, you mean you're actually prepared? You've got your honey going? Good.
Well, I eat honey every morning.
Oh, good. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to sip on that throughout the day. But do you think that you have some type of an upper respiratory tract infection?
Well, I think I got it from my daughter and son-in-law that had it.
Yeah, let's blame your daughter for it.
Next door to me.
Yeah, I'm going to blame your daughter. She's not even listening, so it doesn't matter, does it? I'm just joking.
If I couldn't get a hold of you, I was going to CBS.
Well, what I want you to do is
they had for this terrible call for that.
Well, what I want you to do is if you feel good enough to get out, you could always go to some place and get what are called zinc lozenges.
I've got some of those.
The other thing that I like very, very much, and I realize not everybody's agreeable with this, but I could care less because it works. It's a homeopathic remedy. And they sell it at most large stores. It's like right there on the shelf. I see it all the time. And when I say large stores, I'm talking about one that begin with the letter W. But the homeopathic remedy is called Oscillisico-coxenum. Comes in a white box. It has like a Oh, bless your heart. But if you'll start taking a dose of Oscilloscococcinum every single hour, we'll see if we can't help your body and your immune system to respond and get over this as quickly as possible.
Well, how quick is your podcast available? 'Cause I...
Well, what I'll do is, if you'll send me a text to remind me, I will spell it out for you in about 25 minutes.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
I can do that.
So in the meantime, if you have any castor oil at the house, I just want you to rub it generously all over your face and on your neck and on your chest. And it's a really messy, thick, viscous oil. So I hope you have an old T-shirt you don't mind putting on over it.
I've got castor oil in a pretty good size container. So
I was going to say, if you didn't have that, I was going to say get some French's yellow mustard, the kind that somebody might put on a hot dog or a hamburger, and put mustard directly on your chest. That's an old folk remedy, but I think it has it's valid. I think it can work. Now, if you happen to have a steam or a tea kettle, buddy, I would turn that on, and just, if you can stand, you know, maybe a foot away from the boiling steam coming out of the tea kettle, just breathe in the steam, because that steam will start to break the stuff up to make it last a lot longer.
Yeah, I get it part of the way up my throat, but I can't get it out. But when I blow my nose, it's pretty, it's not colored.
Well, good. But if you can just start attempting to do a steam breathing treatment, even if you have to put like a towel over your head, steam is the most effective way to dissolve the mucus and the gunk where that's trapped. Now, I'm going to tell you what one of my most favorite remedies of all time is, and this may not be doable.
Wait, before you tell me that, let me tell you what I started last night. I had some a breathing treatment left over from a previous marriage that uses this defibrillator or whatever you call it, and this
probably is, not a defibrillator.
it is, I'm gonna spell it, IPRATROPIUM, bromide, and ALBUTEROL sulfate inhalation solution. And I've been doing that every 4 hours.
Well, that's going to be something for somebody that has like asthma, albuterol. So,
okay.
What I was going to say is, there's an old technique. It's thousands of years old. You take cloves of garlic that are raw, put it in a dark jar and cover it with raw honey and let it ferment for 30 days. I realize that may not help you, but I have seen that work so well for upper respiratory tract infections. You just take out about 4 or 5 cloves of raw garlic, chew them up, and it's amazing how that helps drive the evil, wicked infection from the lungs.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, send me a text and I'll get that name of that homeopathic remedy to you, okay?
You
can send your daughter to the store. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you very much. All right, there's a phone line once again open at 903-589-8507. I'm so sorry. That's not right of me to give you two different numbers. Okay, so... No, it's the other number. If you'll call back 903-589-8507, that's the correct number to call. They may have several other numbers here at the radio station, but that's the only one that's going to get you through to the phone call. I mean, the phone line here. Okay, so if you'll dial 903-589-8507. Yep, I was just double-checking to see if somebody trying to call the other line, well, it would come over, but it makes sense. It's not going to do that. Okay. Well, if you would like to call me and ask a question, I'm game. 903-589-8507. I probably have kind of gone overboard on that, but you know, if you don't know what the new phone line is. Good morning. Thanks for calling the phone line. That has morning. A 903 and a 589.
Thank you for answering.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Oh, you're so sweet. Merry Christmas to you.
My call is about me being cold all the time. My hair is thinning and skin's dry, but that's nothing unusual. That's been for years and years. So I was thinking it was thyroid. I had my TSH checked March of 22. It was 3.41.
Well, that means the thyroid's sluggish.
And then, so for 6 months, maybe 9 months now, I've been on this levothyroxine, 50 micrograms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't been rechecked lately. The last one was in May. My TSH was 2.31.
Mm-hmm. And that's still not optimal, but that's better than 3.41.
Now, they only tested T4 at one time, and that was February of 23.
Mm-hmm.
It was 0.85. So I don't know what's going on with that now, but I've been on this fake thyroid stuff. And
well, it's not fake. It's really real.
and it's synthetic.
Okay, but I mean, it's that's what levothyroxine is. It's going to be T4. It's going to be 4 molecules of iodine around one essential amino acid called tyrosine. So it's real amino acids and real iodine.
And I got to thinking I've been using Celtic salt and nothing but for years, and I thought, well, maybe I need some iodine. Mm-hmm. So I started taking kelp.
No, and that's a good idea. That's really a good thought you had.
So, but I'm cold all the time. My hands are frozen. I mean, all of my friends are in their short sleeve. I know it's winter now, but they still are not covered up, and I'm layered up and still cold.
I remember almost running into you at Walmart the other day when I was shopping. It was 95 degrees outside. The store's air conditioners weren't working, and you were dressed in a full parka with seal fur. I thought that was unusual. That's why I recognized you. I thought, what is this lady doing wearing a full...
That extreme.
Oh, that wasn't you?
No, that wasn't me.
But sometimes do you feel like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. If you were to rate your level of energy, you know, you remember what it's like to feel really energetic and good, so the number 10 would be optimal energy, and 0 would be complete total exhaustion. Where are you day in, day out on that scale?
I guess just right at the middle, maybe a little less than some days.
Okay, but
my energy's in spurts.
Okay, but you would agree with me that there's tremendous room for improvement, right?
Yes, I sure would.
Okay, do you normally eat one meal, two, or three a day?
Usually two, and sometimes I do snack, but usually two meals.
So if we looked at just the two meals you had yesterday, tell me what your lunch was.
Oh, if I can remember.
Boy, I'm really putting you to the test today.
Okay, I did have some chopped kale salad. I had a few navy beans, and I did put some chicken nuggets in the air fryer.
Okay.
Not wonderful.
How many? Well, I'm not judging you because you said kale. And actually, I mean, do you know that navy beans and kale, the last time I checked, that's real?
Yes.
I mean, I'm a people watcher. I could totally watch somebody and what they check out with, and I'm going, that's not real food, man. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you have?
And I am bad about just wanting a hamburger, and then, you know.
Well, is it just you that you're taking care of?
Yes, me and my dog.
Well, what do you do? Did you give some navy beans to your dog?
No. She gets the royal canine.
Okay, so can I just cut to the chase and tell you which direction I'm heading? Okay.
Yes.
The thyroid is actually the largest gland in the entire body that's dedicated to producing hormones. I mean, it's just critical. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of play on what you said, okay, maybe I do not have enough iodine to meet the thyroid's requirements for optimal hormone production. And so if I said it maybe a slightly different way, every cell in your body, it does require just a little bit of iodine so you can have what's called energy production. I mean, in a roundabout way, that's still the same topic. And so the only hormone that's made 100% of protein is thyroid. And so, like I told the gentleman earlier that called, as the human being or the human organism ages, do you like how I said human organism?
And I'm doing that, yes.
Yeah. You mean being the organism or aging?
I'm aging.
Okay, so as we age, our requirements for protein actually go up. They don't go down. And so this is the way I'm going to float this headline to you. As you age, you've got to make a concerted effort to get more protein, not less.
Okay.
And so if you were to compare yourself to like a 16-year-old girl that's maybe a cheerleader and a softball pitcher and plays basketball, do you eat as much protein as a 16-year-old?
Ooh, probably not.
Okay, and the reason I'm saying that is not to be critical of you. I really want to be helpful. But if you're only eating two meals a day, I'm going to just say there's like a 100% chance you're not getting enough protein. And so the wheels in your brain are starting to turn. You're going to say, well, how do I do that? Well, one way is you may have to actually start eating breakfast, and that might look like three fried eggs or three boiled eggs or four.
Oh, okay.
Because if you don't give your body enough protein, the thyroid is just going to be one of those systems that suffers. And yes, I would say if a woman's anemic, if she has an underactive thyroid, or if she's low in protein, she's going to be freezing cold all the time.
Okay.
I remember one day I stopped at a gas station here in Jacksonville before I left, and I needed some gas. But anyway, I went to go in and pay for it, and there was this sweet, teeny, tiny little old lady. She reminded me of my Aunt Vernie. Do you remember Aunt Vernie? She was 94, and she was like 4'10", and I'm telling you, she's so sweet. She's just always happy. Mm-hmm. Aunt Lola was a different story. But anyway, Aunt Vernie was like real thin, and what that means is her body's eating her. She didn't have enough protein. Now, this little bitty lady that was wearing a heavy-duty, parka and overcoat during the middle of August, which I thought, this is strange. But it wouldn't be strange to somebody understand what it's like to be cold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was buying honey buns. And I get that. She's trying to get stuff that's easy to digest and cheap. I think she buys them on sale, three for a dollar. That wouldn't be called real food, if you ask me. But what the lady really needed was protein.
Okay.
And so protein can be everything. Now, I'm going to say this, and it's going to come across as a joke, but sardines are probably the best, most optimal protein on the planet if a person needs to get their protein up. But just because I say that doesn't mean
I can't go there.
Ma'am, you're giving me all these rules on what you will and won't do. You're supposed to do exactly what I tell you. The other thing is...
I appreciate your information, but I just can't do that.
All right, well, let me say it a different way. Back when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and attacked us on December the 7th, 1941, Congress had to institute a draft. And I don't remember the numbers exactly, but they're huge. I want to say 300,000 plus men were rejected from being able to be drafted in the military because they were so physically weak. Their eyesight was horrible. They were real thin, and they said, these guys, they couldn't even carry a plastic BB gun into battle. They're so pathetic. You know what their solution was? It was real simple. They recommended that these men start eating beef, start eating liver and onions, and start eating eggs and cheese. Because you've got to put something that has tremendous nutritional density in order to get the body to build itself up, or you could actually protect us from samurai charging the shore at Galveston and chopping Americans to pieces. Okay, I kind of made that up.
Okay.
By the way, I love
I'm
Japanese.
Keep that visual in my head.
So, but you're going to have to get more protein.
Okay.
And so
I can do that.
Yes. Okay. So that's one of the ways you do this, because without protein, your body says, you know what? I would really like to get you in good repair, but there's not enough amino acids to go around. And so your body will do the bare minimum to keep the heart and the brain going, but everything else suffers. And so that would be the follow-up question. Do you feel physically strong?
Here recently, I don't.
Well, that's why I would go with this topic then. And the only solution for you is to eat more protein and exercise and become stronger. But guess
Thank
who
you
wins? You win. You know what?
I'm going to get the salmon out of the freezer.
Oh, you're such a smart cookie. You know what? This is my Christmas present to you. Recommending liver and onions. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'm going to put a can of sardines in your stocking, cuz you've been such a good girl this year.
Okay.
Ma'am, you don't have to thank me. I pretend I didn't hear that. I am only doing my duty to serve my fellow woman.
I believe in regifting.
Ma'am, I'm going to overlook that comment and I'm going to assume you'll be eating the sardines with a good attitude.
Okay, you just assume away.
Oh, I'm good at that. That's not a problem. Okay, but you know what your charge is. You're going to have to start the day with plenty of protein. You're going to have to eat plenty of protein at lunch and plenty of protein at supper. Usually, now this is just a guess on my part, give it 10 days to 3 weeks before you pass judgment.
All right, I will.
Do you like anything besides salmon?
Not so much on tuna. I like salmon so much better.
Okay.
But I like beef.
Well, what about chicken salad? Do you like that?
Yes.
The reason why I'm saying that is, there's a nut called a walnut, right?
Yes.
Walnuts and pomegranates have been shown to have some of the highest natural concentrations of a relatively new discovered vitamin. It's called urolithin A. And so if you made a chicken salad with plenty of protein and you put celery in there, walnuts, apples, whatever sounds good to you, man, the walnuts, you're stimulating synthesis and growth of new muscle. Now, that's called healing. I want to get you back in good repair.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something about nuts, because I think it's probably years ago I heard you say something about soaking the nuts first, so I do that sometimes.
Yeah, if they're raw, that's perfect.
I can't remember why that was.
Well, what happens is you start, when you soak them, it's a fermentation process where you start breaking down what's called phytic acids or phytates. And so if you soak them, just like if you soak your oatmeal overnight before you cook it, you actually break down some of the stuff that could be locking up the minerals and the nutrients, and you make it more bioavailable where you extract more goodness from it.
Okay. So you soak nuts just a few minutes or 15 minutes? Would that help?
Usually overnight.
Overnight. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Unless you're going to the store and buying pre-shelled pistachios that have salt on them.
No, I usually just do the raw nuts. I like walnuts and almonds.
There you go. So those are some ideas right there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm rooting for you, and I can't wait to find out what happens.
Okay, we'll follow up.
All right. Bye. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm looking at my phones right now. It looks like I have at least 3, 4, or 5 minutes. It's either one or the other. I'm guessing 5 minutes or 4.5. So if you want to call me, there is a phone line open, 903-589-8507. Now, if nobody... Okay, one more call. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. What would you recommend for a gum that's swollen? It's not swollen all over, just in one particular area. And also a toe with a small ulceration place on the bottom of the toe.
Historically, what people did with ulcerations, they take a Band-Aid that's drenched in raw honey, like Manuka honey or wildflower honey, and they would apply it to it overnight to see if that is a good remedy. Old-school medical doctors used to take and rub castor oil over every square inch of the foot and the ankle, and then cover it with a wool sock every night at bedtime, because what castor oil does, it increases blood flow and circulation. Can I tell you the story the woman told me this week? Can I repeat it?
Sure.
She has an 8-year-old horse, a gelding, that she loves. But the horse develops a cancer on the side of its face. I didn't see a picture of it, but I believe her. And so they take it to the vet, and the vet says, we have no choice. We have to put the horse down. And if I butcher the story, here's kind of what I think she said. She said there was a woman that she knew that loved horses. She said, please, let me take care of the horse. And the woman was a registered nurse. But what she did was she applied castor oil, I don't really know on what level, to the horse's face every single day. You know, I don't know, maybe 3 times a day, maybe once, I don't know. And within a matter of time, the horse completely healed, and everybody loved to ride this gelding. Everybody learned how to ride a horse on him, and he passed away at the old age of 32. So what do you think about them apples?
Very interesting.
So castor oil, yeah. I have a book at my office. It's called Annals of Orthopedic Surgery, and they state, every time there's a surgical incision, we always want to pack all the wounds in castor oil, because why? It prevents a staph infection. So when there's ulcerations on the toes, you can bet your bottom dollar they're probably infected on some level. So between raw honey, I'm not telling you to do that. You make the choice for yourself, but what do you do? What are they going to do, amputate the toe? I don't want to do that. I want to keep it. But I want to increase the blood flow and the circulation. So this person with a toe ulceration, if they had access to bicycle pedals, you know, those little exercise devices, I would use those, and I would use castor oil. And if it was me, I would use raw honey. If you want to go to a podiatrist, sounds good to me. But in the meantime, I'm kind of a take-charge type person. I'd rather do what I can to help myself and get it. You just want to get the body back into good healing. Now, if this ulcer's been there a long time, I would probably take some thymus extract to help fortify and strengthen and bolster the immune system so it can rise to the occasion and do its job. And so the gum that's swollen, there's an old technique called oil pulling. Man, it's like so easy to do. And you could just take the sesame seed oil, the kind that hasn't been roasted. It looks kind of a yellow golden oil. You could just massage the gum with that. Now, I have seen that sometimes if a person's really deficient in coenzyme Q10, you'll have the gums ulcerate pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
So this person you're this person doesn't have scurvy, do they? Because that would do it too.
No. Actually, I'm the person, and I don't have scurvy.
Well, how do I know you don't have scurvy? This is the radio. I can't see you. No, I'm just joking.
I know. Now I don't have any sesame oil, but I do have some coconut oil. Would that?
Then we're gonna go with what you have. So coconut oil, olive oil, you can do that too. Sometimes I might place just one small drop of clove oil on a toothbrush and just gently work that area. But no, keep the oil on it all day long and see if it starts to respond nicely. But oil pulling, you could look up on the internet, what is oil pulling? For example, you could go to a website. This website I'm going to mention, I'm almost positive you have never heard of it, because I really am the only one that has access to cutting-edge websites. It's called YouTube. Let me spell it for you. What?
Yes.
But you could type in how to properly perform oil pulling, or you just type in oil pulling. You'll get a bunch of videos. They're super simple. Basically, you just hold it in your mouth from 10 to 20 minutes and then spit on your favorite ant bed that you want to die. Okay. I think we're officially out of time, but thank you very much for your phone call. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
And Same to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks, buddy. You betcha. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.